Scroll 10. Today, I will seek guidance. We all have desires, needs, requirements, wishes, many of which we do not know how to obtain entirely on our own. Og suggests that it is instinctual to seek assistance and wisdom from someone greater than ourselves. For some, this may be a mentor, a teacher, or a coach. And for others, this may be an unseen higher power. Og cautions that before we ask, we must carefully examine what it is that we want. There are three keys to unlock the power of this principle. Here is key one.
Who is of so little faith that in a moment a great disaster or heartbreak has not called to his God? Who has not cried out when confronted with danger, death, or mystery beyond his normal experience or comprehension? From where has this deep instinct come which escapes from the mouth of all living creatures in moments of peril? Move your hand in haste before another's eyes, and his eyelids will blink. Tap another on his knee, and his leg will jump. Confront another with dark horror, and his mouth will say, "My God," from the same deep impulse. My life need not be filled with religion in order for me to recognize this greatest mystery of nature. All creatures that walk the earth, including man, possess the instinct to cry for help. Why do we possess this instinct, this gift? Are not our cries a form of prayer? Is it not incomprehensible in a world governed by nature's laws to give a lamb or a mule or a bird or man the instinct to cry out for help, lest some great mind has also provided that the cry should be heard by some superior power, having the ability to hear and to answer our cry? Henceforth I will pray, but my cries for help will only be cries for guidance.
The first key to seeking guidance is to recognize the instinct to do so. In Scroll 2, I Will Greet This Day with Love in My Heart, we discuss the love paradox. That which at first appears to be weak is in fact the foundation of true strength and real power. Scroll 10 addresses a similar paradox. Og states, "My life need not be filled with religion in order for me to recognize this greatest mystery of nature. All creatures that walk the earth, including man, possess the instinct to cry for help." Like love, is it possible that many view this instinct as a weakness? Who is stronger, the one who believes he has arrived at the top and knows everything about everything, or the one who continually hungers for knowledge and seeks for wise teachers? Reflect on your relationship with past mentors, teachers, coaches, or your God. In your journal, express gratitude for the guidance given. Write a brief paragraph entitled, "Where Would I Be Today Without Guidance?" The first key is, seek help from a higher power. It is instinctual. Affirmation, "I seek help from a higher power." Here's the second key.
Never will I pray for the material things of the world. I am not calling to a servant to bring me food. I am not ordering an innkeeper to provide me with room. Never will I seek delivery of gold, love, good health, petty victories, fame, success, or happiness. Only for guidance will I pray, that I may be shown the way to acquire these things, and my prayer will always be answered. The guidance I seek may come, or the guidance I seek may not come. But are not both of these an answer? If a child seeks bread from his father, and it is not forthcoming, has not the father answered?
The second key is to ask for guidance and not for material things. What's the difference between one who focuses on accumulating material things versus one who focuses on accumulating experiences? What happens to those who seek gold, yet are unwilling to lift a pick or shovel? What happens to those who are constantly improving their abilities? It's almost universal. The first feels betrayed, frustrated, angry, bitter, and small. The second stands ready to make the most out of every opportunity, and as a result, enjoys a rich, full life. List the material things you would like, and then focus on the abilities you will need to attain these things. Next time you ask for guidance, ask to attain the abilities. The second key is, ask for guidance, not for material things. The affirmation is, I ask only for guidance, that I may be shown the way to acquire things. Here's the third and final key. Og expresses it in the form of a prayer.
O Creator of all things, help me. For this day I go out into the world naked and alone, and without your hand to guide me, I will wander far from the path which leads to success and happiness. I ask not for gold or garments or even opportunities equal to my ability. Instead, guide me so that I may acquire ability equal to my opportunities. You have taught the lion and the eagle how to hunt and prosper with teeth and claw. Teach me how to hunt with words and prosper with love, so that I may be a lion among men and an eagle in the marketplace. Help me to remain humble through obstacles and failures, yet hide not from mine eyes the prize that will come with victory. Assign me tasks to which others have failed, yet guide me to pluck the seeds of success from their failures. Confront me with fears that will temper my spirit, yet endow me with courage to laugh at my misgivings. Spare me sufficient days to reach my goals, yet help me to live this day as though it be my last. Guide me in my words that they may bear fruit, yet silence me from gossip that none be maligned. Discipline me in the habit of trying and trying again, yet show me the way to make use of the law of averages. Favor me with alertness to recognize opportunity, yet endow me with patience which will concentrate my strength. Bathe me in good habits, that the bad ones may drown, yet grant me compassion for weaknesses in others. Suffer me to know that all things shall pass, yet help me to count my blessings of today. Expose me to hate, so it not be a stranger, yet fill my cup with love to turn strangers into friends. But all these things be only if thy will. I am a small and a lonely grape, clutching the vine, yet thou hast made me different from all others. Verily, there must be a special place for me. Guide me, help me, show me the way. Let me become all you planned for me when my seed was planted and selected by you to sprout in the vineyard of the world. Help this humble salesman. Guide me, God.
The third and final key is to focus your request. We all know people who actually believe that their failures are due to the fact that they do not wish hard enough, pray long enough, visualize clearly enough, or are not lucky enough. In fact, many who profess a belief in a God have become disenchanted with their God and have even become angry, blaming their God for their failures or lack of material blessings. Reflect on your requests. If you've been asking for material things, how might you reframe the request so that you are asking for guidance? The third key is, focus your request. The affirmation is, I ask to acquire abilities equal to my opportunities, experiences and challenges that will help me grow, the discipline to keep trying, and the patience to concentrate my strength.
That is the 10th and final scroll. Remember your commitment to study daily. Be prepared to discover that on your daily journey, your goals may change. You may discover that it is the experiences, the work, the sacrifice, the service that brings the greatest joy. Be comfortable to make adjustments as needed as you gain new perspective. And as a student of life, you will soon discover the truth. There is no such thing as arriving at the door of success. Success is the joy you find while on your lifelong journey.